我们在这一场聚会当中将要跟我们的朋友跟弟兄姐妹来分享主耶稣在世上给我们一个很好的应许。
And in this segment, we'd like to share with the brothers and sisters of a promise which Jesus had promised us.
不要为明天忧虑。
Do not worry about tomorrow.
我们来看马太福音的第六章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 6.
马太福音六章二十五节到三十四节。
Matthew chapter 6, verse 25 to 34.
二十五节，所以我告诉你们，不要为生命忧虑，吃什么，喝什么，穿什么，忧虑为身体忧虑穿什么？生命不胜于饮食吗？身体不胜于衣裳吗？二十六节。
26.
你们看那天上的飞鸟。也不种，也不收，不积蓄在仓里。你们的天父尚且养活他们，你们不比飞鸟贵重的多吗？二十七节。
27.
你们哪一个能用思虑使寿数加增一刻呢？二十八节。
28.
何必为衣裳忧虑呢？你想野地的百合花怎么长起来？它也不劳苦，也不纺线。二十九节。
29.
然而我告诉你们，就是所罗门极荣华的时候。他所穿戴的还不如这花一朵呢。三十节。
30.
你们这小信的人啊，野地里的草今天还在，明天就丢在炉里，神还给他这样的装饰，何况你们呢？三十一节。
31.
所以不要忧虑说吃什么，喝什么，穿什么。三十二节。
32.
这都是外邦人所求的，你们需用的这一切东西你们的天父是知道的。三十三节。
33.
你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。三十四节。
34.
所以不要为明天忧虑，因为明天自有明天的忧虑，一天的难处一天当就够了。在这里主耶稣告诉我们。
Here Jesus tells us.
不要为世上的吃喝穿着来忧虑。
Let us not worry about what to wear, what to eat, what to drink.
不要为明天来忧虑。
Let's not worry about tomorrow.
忧虑这个是这个文明世纪的文明病。
And being very worried, that is a disease of modern times.
如同十九世纪的肺癌，二十世纪的癌，十九世纪的肺病，二十世纪的癌症，那这个世纪就是忧郁症。
And in the 19th century, it was tuberculosis. In the 20th century, the disease of the times was cancer. In this modern age, the disease of our age is depression.
每天晚上不知道有多少人必须要靠安眠药才能够睡得着的。
And every night, we don't know how many people has to depend on sleeping pills in order.To get a night's sleep.
所以忧虑是这个世代的文明病。
And we know that depression is a disease that inflicts civilized societies.
虽然我们都知道不要忧愁，不要忧虑今朝有酒今朝醉了，管他明天怎么样。
And although we all know that we should not worry about tomorrow, we should just focus on the present, what we have to drink.And don't worry about tomorrow.
但这只不过是自我的安慰，暂时的解放而已。
But these words are merely serve to temporarily relieve us, temporary release.
面对着未知的明天，面对着一堆的账单你能不忧愁吗？
And when we have to face tomorrow, when we have to deal with a bunch of bills, how can we not worry?
我好怕明天礼拜五去上班我的 桌子上有一个纸箱子。
I'm afraid that when I go to work on Friday, there may be a paper box on my desk.
那意思就是说下个礼拜一你不用来了。
It means that you don't have to go in on Monday anymore.
我昨天看到这个老板跟经理看着我指指点点
And yesterday I saw the boss and the manager, they were looking at me, pointing at me.
是不是我下个礼拜就不用来了
？Is it because I don't need to come to work next week anymore？
我还有房贷，还有车子的贷款要缴。
I still have a mortgage and car payments。
我的小孩啊，现在刚要上大学，正是用钱的时候啊，我不能没有工作的。
My child is about to enter into college. I must have this job.
有些人是忧愁。昨天这个医生的这个检查报告出来了，医生告诉我啊，好像有一点阴影啊。
Some people are very worried. Perhaps your doctor just got your medical report back, and the doctor would tell you that there seems to be a problem.
叫我要进一步做检查。
And the doctor tells you that you need further prognosis.
那会不是癌症啊？
Is it cancer?
我还年轻耶。
I'm still young.
我还很多梦想还没有达到耶。
I have many dreams I have yet realized.
要我这样就回家，我实在不甘心啊。
If you want me to go now, I really can't take it.
我的家庭还需要我。
My family still needs me.
太太不能没有先生，孩子不能没有父亲啊。
A wife cannot have her husband. The kids cannot have no dad.
我们有很多的忧愁。
We have many worries.
如同世上的人这么说啊，人无百年岁，常怀千岁忧。
There is a saying in the Chinese language that goes something like, a man lives to 100 years, but yet they have the worries of someone who lives to 1,000 years.
那人没有远虑也一定会有近忧。
And some people, even if they don't have concerns of the distant future, they still have worries about their immediate present.
吃得太好，怕血压高。
They might eat too much, and then they get fat, and the blood pressure is too high.
买了好车怕被偷。
They may buy a very nice car, and then they have to worry about that car being stolen.
房子太大难打扫。
They may buy a huge house, and then they have to worry about cleanups.
太太太漂亮又怕跟人跑。
And if they marry a really good-looking wife, they have to worry about the wife running away with another man.
银行存款太少。
Your bank account may have too little money.
有人说传道你有什么不满足的地方啊？
And some people may ask the pastor, Hey, pastor, do you have something that you are not satisfied with?
我告诉他说我有三个不足。
And I tell them that I have three things that I'm lacking.
运动不足。
I lack exercise.
睡眠不足。
I lack sleep.
存款不足。
I lack savings.
所以人没远虑也会有近忧啊。
So you may not have worries about the distant future, but you have immediate concerns you have to deal with.
耶稣在这边叫我们说不要为吃穿不要为明天忧虑。开玩笑嘛。
So Jesus here tells us not to worry about what to eat, what to wear, not to worry about tomorrow. This is no joke.
他是天上的神嘛，他当然不食人间烟火，他怎么知道我们的苦、我们的忧、我们的痛
？You might say, well, you know, he's God in heaven. He doesn't have to worry about all these things. He doesn't understand the problems we have to deal with.
那这个只是报喜不报忧了。
And basically, he is just trying to tell us to focus on the good things, but hiding the bad things under the carpet.
人怎么可能不为生活忧愁？
How can a person really not worry about their livelihood?
人怎么可能不为明天忧虑啊？
How can a person really not think about the tomorrow?
耶稣啊，只是在呼口号了。
All this seems like empty words from Jesus.
耶稣真的是在呼口号吗？
Now, are these words really empty?
耶稣真的是在唱高调吗？
Are these really words coming from a high pedestal?
耶稣在这里只是报喜不报忧吗？
Is it true that Jesus is just telling us to focus on the good and simply ignoring the bad?
耶稣他是天上的神没有错。
True, Jesus is the God in heaven.
但是他道成肉身来到世上跟我们一样。
But when he became flesh,And entering this world, by entering this world, he became just like us.
他也带着肉体过。
And he knows he has a physical body.
饿了要吃，渴了要喝。冷了要穿。
When he was hungry, he had to eat. When he was thirsty, he had to drink. When he was cold, he had to put on clothes.
面对那个十字架的苦悲啊，哦，他也是忧愁啊。
And when he faced the bitter cup of having to be nailed on the cross, he was very worried.
所以他不是一个不食人间烟火的神，不知道民间疾苦的神。
So we know that Jesus is not a God that is out of touch with our reality.
但是在这里，为什么他要我们不要为衣食来忧虑，不要为明天来忧愁？
So why would he tell us here not to worry about tomorrow, not to worry about what to eat, drink, and wear?
不是他不了解我们，是因为他太了解我们了。
It is not because he does not understand us. It is because he fully, deeply understands us.
他知道我们自己忧愁不来。
He knows that our worries simply will do nothing.
在这里刚刚我们所读的经文，主耶稣告诉我们
We have just read the passage what Jesus told us.
来二十在二十七节
Verse 27.
我说你们哪一个能用思虑使寿数加增一刻呢？
Says who of you by worrying can add a single hour to his life?
我们没有办法靠着忧虑来解决事情的。
We cannot depend on worrying to solve any problems.
忧虑不但对事情没有帮助。
Not will worrying do nothing to solve your problem.
而且对我们自己也有负面的影响。
But worrying will bring negative consequences to us.
如果我们可以靠着忧愁忧虑解决事情的话，那我们尽量忧愁，尽量忧虑。
If we can resolve problems by simply worrying, then let's go on and be worried all the time.
我因为忧虑忧愁，我明天这个癌症就消失了。
Because I'm worried, because I'm depressed, my cancer went away tomorrow.
我这样忧虑忧愁我明天银行存款就增加了。
By worrying and being depressed, feeling down, the next day my bank account went up.
我忧虑啊，我忧愁啊，老板不但没有炒我，还请我当总经理。
And by worrying and being depressed, my boss not only did he not fire me, but she promoted me to a higher position.
如果我们可以靠忧虑忧愁解决事情，那我们就尽量忧愁忧虑。
So if worries and sorrow can solve our problems, then I would advise you, go ahead, worry as much as you can.
但就是因为忧虑忧愁不但对我们没有帮助。
But the truth of the fact is thatTruth of the matter is that worries not only do nothing to solve our problem,
对我们所面对的病痛，对我们所面对的困难，不但于事无补，还会带来负面的影响。
Worries in reality does nothing to the problems of our sickness or any problems, but instead it will bring negative consequences into our lives.
圣经告诉我们说喜乐的心乃是良药，忧伤的灵使骨枯干。
The Bible tells us that a heart of joy is like a good medicine, and a sorrow will make our bones dry.
我们不是经常告诉那些在病痛苦难当中的人说你要想开一点。
Don't we always tell those who are suffering, for example, those who are very ill, that, hey, you have to let go, you know, just let it go.
你要保持心情的轻松愉快，这样对病情才有帮助。
You have to try and remain relaxed, take it easy, so that your illness will recover faster.
所以这也是耶稣叫我们不要为衣食为明天忧虑的原因。
And this is why Jesus tells us not to worry about our clothes and our food and drink.
因为忧虑于事无补。
Because worries do nothing.
忧虑对我们有害。
Because sorrow and worrying, they are harmful to us.
再来，耶稣要我们不要忧虑。
And Jesus tells us, do not worry.
不要为明天去忧虑。
Do not worry about tomorrow.
因为一天的难处一天当就够了，明天自有明天的忧虑。
Jesus tells us that there are problems that we have to deal with every day. So let us focus on today. There are worries for tomorrow and we'll reserve the worrying for tomorrow.
人生像苦海一样没有一帆风顺。
The life can be described as a bitter sea.There's no one's life that is almost without problems.
没有总是出太阳的啦。
It is not sunny day every day.
有时候也遇到狂风大浪。
Sometimes we will encounter big waves or a storm.
那就是告诉我们人的能力有限。
And that tells us that our abilities are limited.
要驱使我们寻求更大的帮助。
And our limitations compels us to seek help from a higher source.
但是我们如果过度的忧虑，为将来未知来忧愁。
But if we over worry and we worry about the distant future,
我们等于把将来所要面对的困扰预知到今天来烦恼。
And what we're doing is we are actually projecting the unknown problems in the future and we bring that problem to the present.
以至于连今天本来应该有的幸福跟快乐也被夺走了。
And by projecting the problems from our future to the present, we're actually robbing ourselves of the joy and peace we're supposed to enjoy in the present moment.
古圣先贤经常教导我们说要先天下之忧而忧，才能后天下之乐而乐。
And the ancient Chinese has a saying that says that one, in order for one to be virtuous, they must put the worries of the world before their own worries, and that is how they can enjoy the happiness of the world before they enjoy theirs.
那又有多少人能够不因太过聪明而失去的做凡夫俗子的快乐？
And we see in this world there are many people who are very intelligent, highly intelligent, but because of their intelligence and their knowledge, they have been robbed the joy of being a common person.
比如说你跟你爱情长跑的另一半好不容易走上了地毯的另一端。
And for example, perhaps you've dated your significant other for a long time, and finally you're about to walk down the aisle.
当这个传道人问你说你愿不愿意娶另一半成为你这个配偶的时候。
And when the pastor asks you, are you willing to marry this person to be your spouse?
无论他有钱没钱，健康或者是生病一辈子照顾他，爱他，不离开他。
And regardless of whether she has a lot of money or education or different factors, are you willing to take care of her through your entire life?
你看着这个精心打扮的另一半，你开始忧愁了。
And you look at the other person who has gone to great length to dress up themselves, and then you start to worry.
现在她是最美丽的时候。
Yes, now she may be beautiful. This is her prime.
她是最英俊的时候。
Yes, this is the time that he is most handsome.
但是看看她的爸爸，看看她的妈妈。
But I look at his dad and I look at his mom.
将来会变成那副德性。
In the future, he or she will become like that.
我怎么能够接受
？How can I take it?
那如果将来他没工作怎么办
？And what if he loses his job?
变老变丑怎么办
？What if she becomes ugly and old?
甚至生病要我照顾一辈子怎么办
？And what if he becomes sick and I have to look after him all the time? What do I do?
这个婚还要不要结下去了
？Do I still want to be married？
当我们好不容易盼啊盼，手抱着新生儿的时候
，When we after hoping for such a long time, finally we have a newborn baby in our hands，
你就开始忧愁了。
And that's when our worries start。
这个小家伙不知道能不能长大
？And we don't know if this little one is going to grow up。
智商不知道会不会有问题。
We hope that her IQ, there's nothing wrong with her IQ.
将来会不会孝顺我啊
？Will this child respect me in the future？
会不会成为有用的人啊
？Will this child be someone useful to society？
会不会为非作歹啊
？Will this child grow up to be a criminal？
那你手抱婴孩新生命的喜乐又到哪里去了
？And what happens to the joy of holding a newborn baby？ If we think like that.
好不容易才有的假期啊，可以啊，好好的哈，去这个旅游放轻松。
After working for so long, we may finally have a short time for vacation. We can go out and relax.
想说啊，那去坐 cruise 好了，又担心会不会坐到铁达尼号。
You might want to take a cruise, but then you worry about your cruise ship becoming like the Titanic.
想搭飞机啊，这个飞机不知道安不安全哦。
You might want to take a flight, and then you worry about the safety of the airplane.
参加旅行团又怕说会不会像香港哦，到菲律宾一样啊。
And you might join a tour, but then you worry that, hey, you know, what about just like those Hong Kong tourists who went to the Philippines?
最后决定在家里休息睡觉了。
And then in the end, you may just decide to stay at home and sleep.
所以如果我们过度的为将来、为明天来忧愁。
So if we over worry about tomorrow, about the future,
我们把那个将来所要面对的困难预知到今天来烦恼。
So we may have projected or forecasted all of the potential problems that we may face in the future, and by constantly worrying about them, we have actually brought them into our present moment.
将会失去今天原本应该有的快乐。
And we will certainly lose the joy and happiness that we were supposed to enjoy.
以及对神的感恩。
At the present moment, and we will certainly lose our sense of appreciation for God's grace and mercy.
所以主耶稣在这里要我们不要为明天来忧虑。
And that is why Jesus told us here not to worry about tomorrow.
那如果主耶稣只是仅止于此，说不要为那个吃喝烦恼，为明天忧虑。
If Jesus just stopped here,by saying, don't worry about your food and drinks, don't worry about tomorrow.
因为明天有明天的烦恼啦。
Because you have your worries for tomorrow, they're reserved for tomorrow.
因为忧愁于事无补，没办法解决事情啦。
Because worrying really does nothing to fix the problem.
那耶稣跟那个今朝有酒今朝醉的这种说法又有什么不一样？
And Jesus is really no different than the common man who tells you, you know, just enjoy whatever food and drinks you have in this life.
那大家就碰运气过生活过日子好了。
So we have this attitude of going with the flow and just go with your luck and go along as problems or things occur.
那这个是自我安慰、逃避的人生。
And this is really just sort of a self-medication, a sort of a life, sort of a escapist attitude.
基督的教导、基督的信仰更胜过这些。
Our faith, our God's teachings are much greater than this type of escapist attitude.
为什么我们不忧虑？
Why do we not worry?
因为我们知道神在掌管一切。
Because we know everything is managed by God.
神胜过一切。
We know that God is greater than everything.
神是让坏事变好事的神。
We know that God can turn bad things into good things.
神要把他的平安赐给我们。
We know God will give us his peace.
让我们能够不忧惧、不忧虑、不忧愁。
God will take away our worries and sorrow.
所以在这里主耶稣举出的天上的飞鸟、野地的百合花来做例子。
And that is why Jesus gave us the examples of the bird in the sky and the flower in the field.
人比飞鸟、人比百合花尊贵的多了。
We're much more valuable than the bird in the sky and the lily flower in the field.
人是他的儿女。
We are God's children.
为人父母的岂有不照顾自己儿女的？
And have you seen a parent who ignores or neglects their child?
这个是耶稣给我们的教导。
This is the teaching of Jesus Christ.
给我们的保证。
This is a guarantee from Jesus.
也是信耶稣的价值。
And this is the value of our faith.
神在管理一切。
God is the overseer of everything.
神向我们担保。
God has made a guarantee.
他要照顾我们。
a promise to take care of us.
只要我们愿意信靠他。
So long as we're willing to put our fate in His hands.
这里说先求他的国，他的义。
The Bible tells us we must first seek His kingdom and righteousness.
我们愿意加入神的国度，成为神国的子民。
If we are willing to be a part of His kingdom, to be a subject of His realm,
我们愿意借着信耶稣而赦罪称义。
If we're willing to believe in Christ to have our sins forgiven and be called righteous,
耶稣就要担保我们日常的生活以及我们所要面对的将来。
He will sponsor our daily needs and take care of all of our worries for the future.
这一位无所不知、无所不能、无所不在的真神要来作为我们的后盾。
This all-knowing, almighty, omnipresent, omnipotent God will be our supporter.
要来管理我们的生命，要来提供我们生活的所需。
He will manage our lives. He will provide everything we need in our lives.
我们又有什么好怕的呢？
Then what is there to fear?
当然，我们就能够享有不为明天忧虑，不为吃喝穿着来忧愁。
And then we can truly enjoy the freedom of not having to worry about tomorrow, what to eat, what to wear, what to drink.
所以我们亲爱的朋友们，
So my dear friends,
如果你正为生活忧虑，
If you are at this moment worried about your life,
也许你正为未知的将来忧愁，
And perhaps you are worried about that unknown tomorrow.
我有保险，保险是保发生事情，没有保不发生事情的啦。
You might say I have insurance, but insurance insures against an accident or a loss. It's not going to prevent the accident or loss from occurring.
没有人愿意发生事情去领那个钱的啦。
No one wants to have the accident or loss occur so they can claim the insurance.
更何况说受益人可能不是你哦。
And perhaps.It's most likely the beneficiary is probably not you.
所以唯有耶稣才能够担保我们赏赐我们真正的平安哦。
Therefore, only Jesus can be the guarantor of our peace.
在东岸有一个这个郑先生有一对夫妻。
On the East Coast,there was a couple, the Chang family.
他的这个大学的朋友他大学的同学是我们教会的信徒。
And one of his college buddy is our member.
那这一对这个夫妻这个他本身在社会上有很高的学历跟很高的成就。
And both this couple, both the husband and wife, they were highly educated.And they held high positions in society.
住的是最好的学区，是那个大房子，三四个车位的。
They lived in a nice school district, the best school district. They lived in a big house with a 3 or 4 car garage.
一对儿女也都是受最好的教育，最好的学校。
And they had 2 kids. Both of these kids had received the best education, went to the best schools.
或许是这个好学校压力很大。
And perhaps because they were in these highly competitive school districts and schools,
或许这为人父母亲的这对夫妻想要给下一代最好的环境所以忙于工作。
And perhaps it is because this couple wanted to provide the best things for their children, so they were always busy working.
他的儿子染上了这个吸毒的毛病。
The son unfortunately became a drug addict.
那这一对夫妻也是基督徒啊。
And this couple happens to be Christians.
那当然他们也知道要求神帮助。
And they also pray to God for help.
当他们告诉他们的牧师。
And when they told their pastor,
要怎么办？
What, they asked their pastor what to do.
牧师说报警。
The pastor told them, call the police.
就是不想报警，留下记录对孩子不好啊。
So the parents were trying to avoid having to call the police because they don't want their son to have a police record.
牧师说啊，毒品唯有报警才有用。
The pastor told them, well, when it comes to narcotics, you have to call the police.
因为我的小孩也是。
Because my kid also has the same problem.
牧师向他摇头说没有办法。
The pastor told him, there's no other way.
哦，这对夫妻就想起他的同学，就是我们真耶稣教会的弟兄。
And this couple, then they thought of their old college buddy, who happens to be our church member.
哦，之前一直跟他传福音啊，哦，你要到那个有神的灵、有圣灵同在属神的教会。
Because they've heard many times from this old friend that they should go to a church with the Holy Spirit where the God dwells.
哦，这对夫妻很有成就，所以啊，看到我们这个祷告的方式啊，哦。这个有点不能接受，甚至有点轻看轻视。
And because this couple, they were a highly accomplished, highly educated pair, when they came to our church and witnessed the way we prayed, they simply could not accept it, and in fact, they kind of looked down on us.
我这么是有成就、这么尊贵的人，怎么跪在地上？怎么可以跪在地上？
And I'm someone...who is highly educated, I'm respected by many people in society, and you're asking me to kneel down on the ground?
像你们这样祷告，成何体统，有失这个身份。
And to pray like you people, they thought to themselves, that's sort of, that's very ungentleman or unladylike.
所以一直没有办法接受我们的教会。
And because of that,way of thinking, they were unable to accept our church.
那虽然在他们的教会很热心。
And they were fervent in their own church.
但是总是好像跟神的距离很遥远。
But they've always felt a distance from God.
信的是虚浮飘渺，好像有神，又好像没有。
And their belief was very tenuous. It seemed to them that.It seems like there's a God, but maybe there isn't.
不知道我们在座的朋友们，我们对信仰是不是也好像有，又好像没有？
And I don't know if any of the friends feels that way about your faith, as if there perhaps is a God or perhaps there isn't.
后来这一对夫妻来找，我们的弟兄，我们弟兄带他到教会来了。
So this couple finally went back to their old college buddy who took them to our church again.
为什么?
Why?
他们说他们已经走投无路了。
Because they felt hopeless.
前一天晚上他的儿子因为毒瘾发作急着要出去买毒品。
Because the night before their son was having a withdrawal and he was eager to leave home to get a fix.
夫妻啊把车子的钥匙藏起来不让他儿子出去。
And this couple...They took the car keys and they hid it. They didn't want their son to go out of the house.
儿子好像发狂了一样到处把抽屉啊，整个倒出来，碗盘整个都扫到地上。
And the son was going crazy. He was pulling out all the drawers and throwing dishes and plates on the ground.
他的父亲啊，上前要去制止啊，他儿子一拳把父亲打倒在地，满脸是血。
And then the dad was trying to stop the son by hugging him, and the son.Punched the dad so hard in the face, the dad fell on the ground with his face full of blood.
妈妈就骂他，你怎么敢打父亲？他是生你养你的父亲呢。
And the mom was angry, and she said, "How dare you hit your father? He's the one who made you, and he has fed you and raised you."
这个儿子看到自己闯了大祸。顺手就拿起菜刀。
And the son, upon hearing this, grabbed a knife from the kitchen.
他妈妈大喊说，你敢杀父母亲啊。
And the mom then yelled, you dare kill your parents.
小孩喊着说，我要钥匙。
And the kid then asked the parent, give me the keys.
最后看到躺在地上满脸是血的父亲。
And then the son saw his dad again lying on the floor, face fully covered with blood.
小孩子刀子往自己的脖上一架，爸爸，我对不起你，我们来世再见。
And the son took the knife to his own neck and said, Dad, I'm very sorry. I will see you in the next life.
这个当妈妈跟当爸爸跪在小孩的面前，拜托小孩把刀子放下。
And then the mom and the dad, they both knelt down before their son and they pleaded for him to put down the knife.
三个人抱着哭成一团。
And all three of them hugged each other and they cried.
走投无路了。
They have no choice.
来到神的教会来。
They came to the church of God.
小弟告诉他，这个只有圣灵才能帮助。
I told them only the Holy Spirit can help you.
圣灵跟情欲对抗，胜过情欲的。
Because the Holy Spirit will fight against lust and desire and win over it.
在人不能，在神凡事都能够。
Something that is not possible with man, before God, everything is possible.
以前我已经跟你讲很多了。
And I have told you about all this in the past.
我不再讲了。
I'm not going to repeat myself.
跪下来祷告。
Why don't we kneel down and pray?
要用真耶稣教会的方法祷告。
And you're going to pray like the way we pray in True Jesus Church.
这对夫妻走投无路了，谦卑的用真耶稣教，用圣经的教导祷告。
And because this couple, they were basically left with no other options, they prayed in accordance with the Bible.
跪在主的面前悔改。
They knelt down before God and repented.
奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
In the name of Jesus Christ,
Hallelujah, 赞美主耶稣。Hallelujah, 赞美主耶稣。
Hallelujah, praise Jesus. Hallelujah, praise Jesus.
一声一声的喊出他们的绝望，他们需要主的帮助。
And with every calling, they were calling out to God, telling God of their despair and their need for God's help.
神是慈悲怜悯的。
And we know our God is merciful.
他这个当这个当爸爸的那天晚上得到圣灵。
Because of God's mercy and compassion, the father received the Holy Spirit that same night.
他的太太也是圣灵感动，身体震动。
The wife was also moved by the Holy Spirit.
当祷告结束之后，两个父亲非常的这个惊讶的说真的有神呢。
And when the prayer concluded, both couples got up and told me that there really is a God.
信耶稣信十几年，竟然说真的有神呢。
They have believed there have been Christians for more than 10 years, and finally they said, there really is a God.
在教会是查经组的组长。
And in their church, they were Bible study leaders.
但是有谁知道他家庭的
But no one in their Bible study group knew about the problems in their family.
人不知道，神知道。
Man do not know, but God knew.
人没办法帮助，神可以帮助。
Man could not help, but God can.
我们现在就来祷告。
So let's pray now.
我们现在就向这位神来呼求。
Let us pray and call out to our God.
我们请求圣灵来帮助我们。
We call for the Holy Spirit to help us.
来拯救我们脱离邪恶的辖制。
To save us from the enslavement of the evil one.
脱离那个我们戒都戒不掉的坏习惯。
To break the bondage of the vices that we cannot quit.
让圣灵来充满我们。
We pray for the Holy Spirit to fill us.
让神的大能来释放我们。
To allow God's power to free us.
让我们得享不为明天忧虑的权柄。
So that we may gain the authority, the freedom of not having to worry about tomorrow.
那我们要接受按手帮助祷告，要求圣灵、求帮助、求体验，都弄到前面来。
So those of you who wants God's help, who wants the fullness of the Holy Spirit, who wants to experience God, I urge you to come to the front.
我们弟兄姐妹也为我们这一些还没有得圣灵的弟兄姐妹还有朋友们。
And I also ask all the brothers and sisters to pray for the brothers and sisters and all the friends who have not yet received the Holy Spirit. Let us pray.